We set the Mishnah on top of Yidalef and Medalef. The Mishnah says, Ra'uto Rasin Achar Mitziyah. So they saw him running after, he sees people in his chatzir running after a Mitziyah. Achar Tzvi Shavur. Achar Gozlot Shalom Parchu. Now, if the item that they're running after is a Tzvi that has some sort of broken leg or is unable to run at its full capacity, Achar Gozlot Shalom Parchu are birds that haven't yet, don't fly, haven't yet flown, just waddle along, don't fly. Bamar zachta li tzadai, and he says, my field will take possession of it. Then zachtodo, it works. This field is able to take possession of it. Hayat tzvi rat kidarko. It was a tzvi who had its full capacity to run. Oshia goes both machbichim, or his birds that fly. Bamar zachta li tzadai lo marklum. And if then he said nothing, because obviously his ability to exercise his ownership over them is limited because they can escape or they can leave from his chatzir. So it's only when he's able to, we're going to see if the Gemara is going to qualify exactly what it has to be, that he can take possession of them. Now one of the questions is, does he have to say zach tolo? Why does he have to say zach tolo in order for his field to be zochay on his behalf? Why can't his field just be zochay on his behalf? So Tosus over here says that zach tolo is lav dafka. He says, even if he doesn't say the term zachtolo, it works. I mean, the reason I mention it is because of the second half of the Mishnah, which says that even when he does say it, in the second half of the Mishnah, it does not work. But for the first half, you really don't need to say it, and what's its proof? It's proof from our Gemara yesterday by the Dalet Amot. Over there, the Gemara said, by the Rabbanan, Yitikun Rabbanan, the Litznei, Lo Amar Mai Havi. If the Rabbanan said that they can be Machnet, the Abba Amot can be Machnet, then why do you have to say anything? I mean, it should work. So too, if chaser works to be koneh, why should you have to say anything? That's the sheet of the Tosfot over here. The Rambam and other Rishonim disagree and say that you can be mechalek between Dalet Amot versus chaser shemishtameret and ainu mishtameret, and therefore they believe that dafka over here you need to say zach tolo versus the Dalet Amot, where there the Chachamim instituted or made it so that you could make a kinyan. There, the whole Tzakanah, the whole Dalamah is built around building, it taking a Kinyan, and maybe why you don't have to say anything. Chaser, right, is not, has the ability to make a Kinyan, but that's not what it's built for, to make a Kinyan on your behalf, and therefore, there you might have to say, Zach Tolo. Alright. Amri Vidam Shmuel. So now the Gemara begins. Vahu, Shomeid Bitzad Tadehu. So Amri Shmuel adds in a dimension or dynamic which is important, but it's going to become the focus of the rest of the daf, which is that he's standing. This all works if he's standing next to his field. Right? So why can't? What does this mean that he has to be standing there? Why can't his tzadeh work by itself? That the chatzir of a person can work even without his knowledge, even without him being aware. So Mar says, well, that's the difference between that's when we're talking about a chaser that is watched or somehow secure. Ava a chaser sheino mishtameret, a chaser that is not secure. Iyo made bitzat tadeo it. Ilo lo. Then if he's standing by his tadeo, it works. If not, not. So we have two qualifications over here. Chaser can be koneh on your behalf only if it's mishtameret. If it's not mishtameret, then you can create, in a sense, the same mishtameret by standing next to the chaser sheino mishtameret. How can I prove to you when it's a chatzir she'ena mishtameret that your presence will make a difference? The Tanya, he's in the city and he says, I know that Omer, that pile I left in the field, the workers are going to forget about it. Right? It shouldn't be shechcha. That's what the Baal HaBayit says. Now, I'm saying the braisa here is somewhat cryptic, and then the Gemara is going to ask exactly that on it. So the Gemara says, Yalkal lo yehe shechcha. So we think that this would not be shechcha, I mean, that what the Baal HaBayit said would work. Tamalomer, shechto omer v'sadeh. Right, that you forget it, something in the sadeh, v'sadeh v'shechachta v'lo be'ir. In the field you forgot it, and not in the city. So again, it sounds like the proof text that they brought is the opposite of what the braisa was trying to prove. That's what the Gemara is going to ask right away. Agupakasha. That's an internal stira in this price. Amart, lo yehe shechcha. I would have thought it wasn't shechcha, right? Which implies that it is shechcha. And then what do you bring? What do they bring? And then they bring a pasuk which says that only in the field does it become shechcha, but in the city it does not become shechcha. So what? How do you reconcile between the Gemara's question and the proof text? Or the Bryce's question and the proof text brought? So lav achi kamar. Rather, this one must be, or how to explain this Bryce. Bitzadeh, when you're out in the field, shechuach miikaro habishechcha. If you forgot it from the beginning, then it's shechcha. Zachor ulusof shechuach and shechcha. If you remembered it when it was time, like you placed it in the field on purpose in that area, and then later on you forgot about it, ain't shechcha. That is not shechcha. My time, why not? Came into kai kabah havilei chaserov zachalei. Since he's standing right there, then he's watching his chaser. He's with his chaser. And it's chaser is koneh on his behalf, the shechcha. Aval be'ir, if we're talking about the city, avilu zachur, even if he remembered, ulusov shechuach, and in the end forgot, havi shechcha, it is shechcha, why? My time, the lete gabeh, the lazachile, he's not there next to the chaser in order for it to be zocheh on his behalf. Now what is the case now? It's the way Tosus explains the case right now. Case is zachor. It means here is zachor b'shasha shikcha matchelis. Right? He remembers at the time that others are forgetting. I mean, he has workers in the field that forget about these piles. But while they're forgetting, he's remembering. So he has knowledge of that pile that is in the field. And then u'dsof shachach kamu. In the end, he also forgets about it. So b'shachuach mikara v'kashishchachah polim shachach kamu. And then what it means when we say that everybody forgot it, originally it was forgotten, is when he and the Poalim forget it at the same time. It says the fact that you remember the time that the Poalim remembered, that doesn't do anything for you, because they both forgot originally, then you remembered, and then you can't say that it helps, because then you'll never have Shechcha. Because that means that anytime everybody forgets, they'll just say, oh, my Sadeh was going on my behalf. So that can't be, the situation has to be that there's some, right, difference between him and the Poalim, that when the Poalim are forgetting, he's remembering, right? And when later on, when the Poalim are still forgotten, he forgets as well. Because if it's originally he forgets, and they also forget, and then later on he remembers, and you say, oh, that's not Shechcha, then you'll never have Shechcha, basically, because every time he remembers later on, then we'll say, oh, my Chaser took care of it for me. So it can't be that situation. The situation must be that there's some difference between him and the Poalim. That's how the Gemara is now explaining it, which comes back to our original question. How do you know there's a difference between chaser mishtemeret and chaser she'eno mishtemeret? It's exactly what the Bryce was saying based on this explanation. That chaser mishtemeret will help you, the fact that you were remembering when the Poalim forgot, because your chaser will take possession of it at that point. Whereas, if you're in the city, right, then your chaser is not mishtemeret in a sense, because you aren't standing by your field. And since you're not standing by your field, right, you can't be kona, your field can't be kona on behalf, and therefore it's shechcha when you remember in the city. And that will explain the difference, or at least the difference that when you get a chaser she'eno mishtemeret, if you're standing there or not standing there, will make a difference. Where it says, how do you know that that's the way to explain this Gemara? Excuse me, my. Dilma gzeret hakatuvi. Maybe it's just simply a gzeret hakatuv. That what? Tibasadeh na'avi shechcha. Uvi'ir lo'avi shechcha. And maybe that's the explanation of this brisa. That in a field you can have shechcha, and in a city you can't have shechcha. So Gemara says, Amar Kra, you can't explain the brisa this way, because we know for sure that there is shechcha in the city. Why is that? So Amar Kra, lo tashuv v'kachto. Don't go back to pick it up. L'rabot shechcha da'ir. So right, that includes people forget when they're in the city. Hide me, bo'ilei, l'lav. Wait a minute, we need that pasuk for l'lav. We need to have a restriction against going back and taking the shechcha. So you can't use that to teach us about the city. So Gemara says, Imkei Neimar Kra lo tikachenu, my lo tashuv. What does it mean? Don't go back. Right? Lo shechcha ir. That includes shechcha ta'ir. Rakata mi baile. We need that for something else. The Iknan, we have a Mishnah. Shelefanav ein shechcha. Shacharav ye shechcha. Someone's cutting in the field and they are going long. Anything that's in front of them is not classified as shechcha, because that's something they can still reach, they're still going to get to. Anything that's behind them, that means that they actually have to go back to go get it, that is classified as shechcha. Shub about the shub. Zekval, ko shub about the shub, shechcha. Anything that you're restricted from going back to is classified as shechcha. Ko shub about the shub, ain't no shechcha. Right? I mean, all of those are not shechicha. Amar Ravashi, Amar Kra, Iyeh, Rabot, Shechicha Teir. The word says that it will be, the word uses the word Iyeh, since the Pasuk uses the word Iyeh, then it includes Shechicha Teir. So if that's the case, we know for certain that Shechicha applies in the city. We know for certain that Shechicha applies in the city. You can't say that the Braisa is learning Exeret HaKatuf, that in the Sadeh, the Shechicha, in the ear, there is no Shechicha, because we know for certain from the Pasuk that there is Shechicha Ba'ir. Once you know for certain there is Shechicha Ba'ir, then we have to explain the Braisa some other way. The other way to explain the Braisa is basically what we just did, which is to explain the difference between when a Chatzer is in a Mr. Merit, whether he's there, he's present or not present. And that will be the conclusion or what we learn out from this Braisa. Now, the Gemara says, V'chein Amar Ula. Ula says the same thing, V'hu Shomeid B'tzad Tzadeu. V'chein Amar Rabba Barachana, V'hu Shomeid B'tzad Tzadeu. Both of them agree that this idea that being Omei B'tzad Tzadeu, when it's Chatzer Shein Amish Demerit, will actually make a difference. So, Eitve, Rabbi Abba, the Ula. So, Rabbi Abba asked a question to Ula, based now on Ula's position over here, that first of all, sounds like Chatzer Amish Demerit can be Kona and Behef. Chatzer Shein Amish Demerit will be, the difference will be between whether you're standing there or not standing there. Now we have a case, right? We've seen this case before with the Kedushin. Ma'asif Rabbi Gamaliel with the Kenim, right? There was the case of the Rabbi Gamaliel with the Kenim. They were on a boat. Shabayim b'Sfina. Amar Rabbi Gamaliel, Isur Shani Atid Lamud Natan Yoshua. The Ma'asif Rishon that I'm going to in the future take off, I'm giving to Yoshua, who was a Levi. Umekamo Miskarlo, right? And the place that it's sitting on is rented to him. B'Isur Acher. Shani Atid Lamud, and the other Yisur that I'm going to take off. Now, let's say that this is the year of Maaser Ani that I'm going to take off. Natulan Akiva Ben Yosef, right? So Rabbi Akiva was the Gabay Taka, Gabay, right? The Gabay Aniim. Since he was the Gabay Aniim, they gave it to Akiva Yosef. Kadesh Yitzke Bol Aniim. He's taken a Biyapi Aniim. Umakuma Muskardo, and the place is rented out to him. Now, a Chiv Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Vesat Tadeo, Shabbat Gamaliel, Ayuam Dim. Were they standing right next to the Sadeh of Rabbi Gamaliel? Here you have a Chatzer Shein Mishtameret, right? And he is giving it to them, right? He's giving it to them, he's giving them a Makom Muskarlo, he's giving them the place, he's saying, be Koneh. Because you have a Chatzer now, your Chatzer should be Koneh for you. But they're not standing there. So how is their Chatzer Koneh for them? So I'll just deal with some of the issues surrounding the case, and then we'll come back to the Gemara itself. Number one is, why is Rabbi Gamaliel worried about his produce over here? Right? Why is he doing this? All of a sudden, the Sfina, he's got to do it right now. He can't wait any longer. He's got to do it on the Sfina. So, the problem, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfot, we saw this actually together in Kedushin also. Rashi says that the din, there's a principle, right, from the Gemara and Beisa and other places, that a Chaver, right, Eino Yotze Mitachet Yado, Chaver never has left over in his, from his hand, right, something that is Einu Musar, that he doesn't allow for such a thing to happen. So, that would explain why he was in a rush to take care of this, right, to make sure that it was all good. The problem with that, and what Tosfos
people would assume that
it was Mi'usar, right, so he wanted to take care of it. Right, now, the problem Tosfos has with that is that he doesn't do any Kriyat Hashem here. Right, what you have to do in that instance in order to be Ma'aser yourself is that you actually have to say, this part is Ma'aser Rishon, this part is Ma'aser Ani. And then he's okay. That's not, we never see him, Rabbi Gamaliel, do that. All we say, Rabbi Gamaliel says, take this maaser, you take the maaser rishon that I'm going to take off in the future, and you, right, take off this maaser ani. But he's never actually korei shem and mafrishit. So what is that, why does that help him? Number one. Number two is, so to that principle of that a chaver never lets anything to inu musar, you say, it's only a principle when the person dies, a person's going to go away on a very long trip. When someone's going to return, or someone's going to be there, we don't assume that. We assume that, you know, he'll be back and he'll fix it up. But it's only when he leaves something for a long duration, he won't leave stuff that's in a mutukan when he's going on a long trip, whether that's being dead or going far away. Right? That he won't do. So Tosfos disagrees. And just like in Kiddushin, Tosfos explains that. Right, he said, but they bumped the Sfina. It sounds like they were on a, it sounds like they were on a day trip. That's his, Tosfos' position. Right, I don't think he proved it, that that's the case. But it doesn't explain that this is a case of Shata Bi'ur. That it was the fourth year, and they were getting rid, he was getting rid of all his masrot that he had to distribute, right, by the end before Bi'ur Masrot, to give it to their proper owners. And that's what Rabbi Gamaliel was actually doing over here. He was saying, oh, this is my Maestro Rishon, that goes to you. That Maestro Ani, that goes to you, and he's doing Bir Matros. That's what Tosa says. Tosa says, you can, you know, meaning that there's other parts of the Breisa that sounds a little bit like that. There are many times there's other parts of the Breisa that sound like that. Now, the only other issue is, what about Truma? How come he didn't take off Truma? What happened? It starts with Maestro Rishon. What happened to Truma? Right, so that's one possibility, is that he did it already, which is because it's so easy to do. And you can take off one little tefillah and it's all done. Right? And you can take it off with that effort. You don't have to measure the exact amount. All of that, you could have done it very simply, and that's what it was done already. The other possibility, which Joseph says, is where is it located? It's located in Rabbi Gamliel's house already, which means that it's Murach in the house. When do you take off Truma? You take off Truma when you're in the Sadeh. When you do Murach for three, by the end of the field already, you do Truma. So Truma is taken at a much earlier stage than necessarily the Maaser. And therefore, since this is the later stage, we can assume that the Truma was taken off earlier, and what was left was that he needed to take off the Maaser. Again, the difference of the possibilities.
Yeah, Pashup Pshat is. Pashup Pshat is that he didn't take it, that he didn't take the Maaser. No one's saying he didn't take the Truma.
Right, so that's asking, why not? I mean, what prompted him to not take Maaser and to take Truma? If the Gemara says the Truma was easy and he did it quickly before he left, or that it was way past the Chiyuva Truma, so he had already taken that off a long time ago and only reached recently the Chiyuva Maaser. That's the other possibility. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say, all right, so now we have this question on Ula's position for Biyavo. So I'm relay, dummy, hi, mi rabbanan, kalo gamre, inish. So he says, it appears to me that you didn't learn. Alright, that's the answer or the response that he gets. Kiyata the surah. So when Rabbi gets the surah, Amalu Hakhi Amar Ula, he says, this is the position of Ula. Vahakhi Odbite, and this is the question I asked him. And he didn't say what Ula responded to him, but he explains that, you know, they're both of their positions. Amar Lei Yahumi Rabbanon. So one of the Rabbanon said to him, Rabbi Gamliel, you assumed that the whole case of Rabbi Gamliel was what? That he was maskir them, or he gave them the property, and then they were using a kinyan chaser, that his chaser would be kona in his behalf. And that's why you asked the question. Who says that that's the way they were doing the kinyan behavior? Maybe, or sounds like from the Mishnah, that they were doing a kinyan agav. Why a kinyan agav? He was giving them property, and above that property, he was makna them also the maaser, right? Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. So Rabbi Zera Kabla, Rabbi Zera was sitting there, accepted that answer. Rabbi Abba Lo Kibla. Rabbi Abba did not accept it. He was still not pacified that that was the explanation here. Amarova, Shafir Abba Lo Kibla. Rabbi Abba's right for not to accept that answer. Why not? Bichi Lo Yehelem Sudar Liknot Mimenu Bichali Bin. Why did he have to go through the trouble of giving the property and doing a kinyan agav? Why doesn't he just do a kinyan chalipit? Right, this kinyan agav is a very complicated situation. First of all, you have to give him the item. Agav must give them the property, and then they have to do a monetary exchange. They have to actually pay him. Right, that's we don't have this part of the price, though, of the septa, but they actually pay him. They actually have to give him money to be maskir, to rent that land. Then, because they rented the land, they have a kinyan agav on the payroll. Why not just do a kinyan chalipin, which is very simple? Here you go. Here's my handkerchief, right? You take the handkerchief, and you're kona the stuff that's on the property. Kinyan chalipin. Why do you have to go through all this trouble? The fact that they did go through all this trouble shows you that there's something different over here. Ella, what is that? Tova tana enam amon liknot mimenu b'chalipin. What's the problem? What does Rabbi Gamliel own in this Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani? The answer is nothing. They're not his. So what is his only right over there? His only right is the right of distribution. The right to give it to whichever party that he would like. That right, the right of distribution, is called Tovatana. That Tovatana is Inumamon. Doesn't have an actual, right, monetary value, or physical, let's call it physical monetary value. And since that's the case, how do you do a kinyan chalipin on something intangible? And you can't do a kinyan chalipin on something that's intangible, which is tovat hana over here. So because of that, the kinyan chalipin won't work. The kinyan chalipin won't work. It says, hachinami, tovat hana, in a mamon, l'knot agavi karka. Then how can you also acquire agav, something that is intangible? How can you do opinion agav on something that's intangible? So if that's the right.
The question is the thing Rabbi Yeshua acquiring it. Rabbi Yeshua's living, he's actually acquiring the
actual produce.
The actual produce.
What is he maknet to him? He can't. He's allowed to give the produce to whoever he wants, right? But what does he own within it that he's giving to him as a kinyan? Only thing that he owns in it is the Hatovah Tanah. You're right that in the end, Rabbi Yeshua is accepting the entire amount of the produce. But what Amiel is giving to him, or what he's trying to be maknet to him, is he doesn't have a right to be maknet, the actual Maaser Rishon. The only thing he has the right to do is distribute it to him. So that kinyan has been created through this Tovah Tanah. So that Tovah Tanah is not tangible, it's not. It might have, let's say, I don't want to go as far as say it doesn't have monetary value, because we've seen that machlokas before. But the Tovah Tanah is mamon, or ain't mamon. But it may be, even according to one who says that it is mamon, it's intangible. If it's intangible, but maybe, then you can't have a Kenyan Khalif in it, you can't have a Kenyan Agav. Clearly, if you believe Tovah Tanah is not mamon at all, then there's nothing to talk about, right? Then you can't make a Kenyan, because there's nothing of value to make a Kenyan on. Since you can't make a Kenyan, right, it won't work for a Khalif, it doesn't work Kenyan Agav, so the only Kenyan that can work here is Kenyan Chatzir. Right, the Kenyan Chatzir, since it's within my property acts as an extension of me, since my property acts as an extension of me, it can be Koneh on my behalf. Right, just like, or the same way that anything that I could have done myself, right, can be done over here by the chatzer. And then the question arises again, is that it's not chatzer ha mishtameret, and there's no omeid al sabab, it's not standing there. So because of that, that's a good question, or that leaves the problem here. The Gemara says, velohi. The Gemara says, rejects Rava's explanation over here. Why does the Gemara reject Rava's explanation? And by rejecting Rava's explanation, that means that Rabbi Yavud's question is not a question on Ula. Because there's a difference. Matnot kuna nitina tzibuhu. By matnot kuna, the issue is the giving. Right, so what you need to do is the natan, that you have to actually give it. Chalipin derach mekach umemkahu. The kinyan chalipin is a transactional type of kinyan. Mitaklin agav mekarka nitina limatahi. So when we talk about kinyan chalipin is a transactional, basically a commercial type of kinyan, so when it comes to the matnos kehuna, or any of the matnos, actually the pasuk includes all of them, so any type of matnos that you have to give away, in that case, you cannot create nitina idea kinyan chalipin. What you can do is create the kinyan, but you can't create a giving or nitina. And the demand by the matnos is after nitina. On the other hand, kinyan agav can create the nitina, because the kinyan is not. It's not built around a framework of transaction or commercial type of product, but it's rather, it's the giving of something to you. You're just doing it, right, ayidei karka. So the netina of the karka can just, right, somehow it actually imbues the metaphor with an even a better netina, with an even better giving over here. Because that's exactly what you're doing. You're actually giving the person something, right? So here you gave him property, which also includes the metaphor. Whereas by kinyan chalipin, you're not giving the individual anything. The Kenyan Khalifin is all premised around the fact that there's a Gmir Sadat, around the fact that we exchange a Sudar, which has nothing to do with the transaction. Right? There's a question in the Gemara whether you keep the Sudar or not. Right? That whether the Sudar is actually, right, there is a real Kenyan in the Sudar, or the Kenyan is just a symbolic Kenyan. But nevertheless, it's not built around the actual giving of the object. It's built around having Gmir Sadat and a Kenyan that is Mecha Kumemkar, transactionally oriented. So because of that, that's the difference over here. When it came to the Kenyan Khalifin, the Kenyan Khalifin failed over here because it just can't work for this type of Nitina. On the other hand, the Kenyan Agav can work. And that's what they were using. They were using a Kenyan Agav. That's what Rabbi Gamliel was using, Kenyan Agav. Using Kenyan Agav, there's nothing to talk about whether it's Chaser Mishtemeret, Eino Mishtemeret. Because there, it's not, the issue is not that your Chaser is Kone on your behalf, but rather the Kenyan on the Karka itself also gives you the Kenyan over the Metalklin. So the netina, the giving of that property, gives you also the metalta, gives you whatever is on the karka. And because of that, right, it's not a question on ula. Tosfos asks over there, by the way, why didn't they, later on in the Brisa, it says that they actually paid for it, to rent the property, right, in order to have a Kenyan agav. He says, why didn't they just do a Kenyan chalipin on the property? Right, on the property. Tosfos says, based on that, Yesh Lomar, the shelav chirut ena nikneim b'chalipin. Right, that lending and renting you can't do through chalipin. can't deal with kinyan chalipin with when it comes to schirut and she'ela, which could present, or you have to look at the bit, but possibly we talked about this in the past, could present problems for mechirat chamesh. So just, I don't want to get so deep into it, but it just that's some of the issues that we come up with in terms of the mechirat chamesh. How is it actually done? Over there, the kinyan chalipin creates a number of items. One of them is that you're matkir, your property, to the guy, right? In order that the chametz that's in it will also be sold. Right? So the question there, what the kinyan chalipin is doing, is it empowering? You're giving yipui koach, that you're really giving agency or power to the rav to sell it on your behalf, or is that kinyan chalipin actually generating the kinyan that is towards the guy, that he's acting against the guy? But it's just to note that it's a very important tosis over here. Right now, the Gemara continues. So Papa Amar, Daf Acheret Makne Utan Shiny. There's a difference in the cases here because in our case in the Mishnah, we're talking about a Mitziah. We're talking about a Mitziah. There's only one party involved. There's Hefker and there's a Kohen. In cases by Matanot, or where there are two parties involved in the transaction, there's a Kohen and there is a Makne. We saw this, okay, it doesn't say this in different contexts by Kata. That the Makneh can, because there's a Makneh involved, he can maybe be able to make up for some of the deficits of the Koneh. So over here, since I have that Acheret Makneh Uton, shiny. It's different. Umanatem, right? How can I show you that? It's not. We have a Mishnah. Ra Uton Ratzin Achara Mitziah, our Mishnah. Right, and over there it says, what? That over there it says it has to be a, we said it has to qualify, that it has to be a Chater HaMishnah Merit, number one. And number two, I'm a Revere, I'm a Yochanan, Behu Shirat Achayem Umagian. So the, one of the qualifications of this Mishnah is that he doesn't actually have to do this, but if potential, he must have the ability to run after them and catch them, to stop them before they leave his property. Why is that? Ubay Revere, Miyavu Matana, Hayach. By a Matana, by a gift, what is the din? So commonly, Rabbi Abba Bar Gana, so Rabbi Abba Bar Gana was Mekabel, this distinction that Rabbi Yirmiyah laid out. It says, by a gift, even if he can't in potential or doesn't have the ability to run after them and catch them, they will work. My time, La Bishum, the Dat Acheret Makneh Utan Shani. But over there, since there's a Dat Acheret that's Makneh Utan, that is different. So that will change, right? What will happen now is that we'll say you only need a Chasa Mishtamer when you're trying to be Koneh Hefker. Because there, you have to somehow distinguish your ownership from anybody else's ownership. I mean that you have to be able to somehow exert control or ownership over this item where nobody else can. So when there is no other party there, right, when there is no other party being makneya to you, the only way you can be distinguished is either a chater mishtemeret or a chater she'ena mishtemeret where you're omeid al gabehem, which means that you're exerting now control over this hector, over this mitziah. And because of that, you're koneh. On the other hand, by matana, that's not the issue. If there's someone who's giving it to you, or any other case of makneh, right, there, the other parties cannot take it, because the makneh is not giving it to them. Right, they have no rights to this object, they have no ability to get it, because you have a makneh who's directing the ownership to you. So when the makneh is directing the ownership to you, it's not that you have to exert ownership as opposed to others. There, you just have to, right, have ownership. And there, your chaser shein mishtemeret, if you're anyway made of gabav, will be sufficient to create that because it's within your property, it's in your rights, and therefore the giving that kinyan is enough to say I accept it from the one who is makneh to me, not that I have to distinguish from others. And so, because of that, that will also create a difference, right? In all these cases where we're talking about dat acheret, I mean, even the case of Rabbi Gamliel, we can answer that same way. Which is there, but we don't have to omeid al gabehem because he's makneh and they're koneh. So there are two parties. When there are two parties involved, we don't need omeid al gabehem. Now, as Gemara says, is that really true? Amalei Rav Simi, the Rav Papa, Hariket. Right? So after Get yesterday, the Dat Acheret makneh uta. But yes, you have a Dat Acheret. The husband is being makneh to the wife, or what will be his ex-wife. V'amar Ula, and Ula says about that, Behu shomedet b'tzad beitau b'tzad chatzera. One of the requirements by a guest is that she is standing by her chaser or by her bayit. So if that's the case, we need, clearly you need amidah, right, by the side of the, we need amidah besides of the chaser in order to generate this kinyan. And this is even the face of a makneh. So that's ruins our whole explanation here. We say whenever there are two parties, you don't need Mishnah Meretz. Rabbi says, no. How do you know that? That's not necessarily shiny get the Itei Baal Kocha. Get needs a better kinyan than in other places. Why does it need a better kinyan than other places? Because it actually works against her will. Since it works against her will, that it can only work in an instance where it's placed into the, right, chater mishta merit, or something that looks like yada. Because it's only done against her will, we don't say that it can function without it being mishta merit. Now, Gemara's going to question that. There, where she really isn't a party to this, she's irrelevant almost in the transaction. And since she's irrelevant, or in this exchange, she's irrelevant. Why? Because he can get a bal korcha. Right? So she's almost non-existent. And ilo meretz b'tzad beitav b'tzad chatzra in ilo lo matana de medate lo koshkein. So now that requires the acquiescence or the knowledge of both parties, lo koshkein. Certainly, you should have to be omitted with that, right, the field. So, Amar Avashi, Chotzer, it's a very interesting statement, very important statement. Chotzer is Rabbi Mishum Yad. We know the Chotzer works because of Yad. Vinlo Gara Mishlichut. But then on the other hand, even though it's Rabbi Mishum Yad, it's no worse than Slichut. That means when you can't have your Chotzer work as a Yad, what does it function as? It functions as a Shliach. To mean that yesterday we had a Machlokes, whether Chaser is Mishum Yad, or Chaser is Mishum Shlichut. So now, Rav Ashi says, even according to the one who says Chaser is Mishum Yad, which makes that Chaser is a much stronger form of Kinyan, it's an extension of you, when it fails Mishum Yad, it still is Mishum Shlichut. So what does that do? That means that there'll be, Chaser can work in different ways. How is that? That, when you have Omeid Al Gaba, when you're standing next to it, when it's a Chaser Mishum Merit, right, then it is becomes a chaser mishum yad, and it's an extension of you, of your body. On the other hand, when you're not there, when you're not present by the chaser, it works mishum shlichut. Then when it's working mishum shlichut, we know the dinim of shlichut. Right? Shlichut, or when someone functions as an agent for you, especially when they're an agent without your consent, right, then they can only be when they're zachin shadam shall open up. That's only when it's your zchut. But it's for your chuvah, when it's to your detriment, that can't happen. So that's how we explain the difference over here. What is that? Where it says, if it's gavi get, the chovula, gavi get, where it's a chov to her, ain't chavin adam, ela b'fanav. You can only be chov mechayev, the person, when it's in front of them. So therefore, it can only work, get can only be given to her, even though it's baal korcha, it can only be given to her when it's her yad. It's actually her yad. So yad for her is either her herself, right, within her dalet amot, or her chazer when she's standing there. When she's standing there around her chater or bite, then it's also her yad. If that's the case, they can have the get for it. On the other hand, gabi matana, the zchutulo, by matana, which is to his benefit, zachim nadam shlo b'fanav. You can be zoche for a person, even when he's not there. So fine, if he's not standing by the chater, true, it's not his yad, but it's still a shliach. If it is a shliach, he can still act on his behalf to his benefit, even when he isn't omedet b'tzida. So again, that the dat acheret, right? Makneuta. What does that do over here? That in the final, saying of the Gemara, we have to ask, what does that do? Because right now, the determination of the Gemara is that it simply has to do with, right, whether your chater is working as a yad or whether your chater is working as a shlichut. And that Rashi says, "Gavri matana zchutulo zachin lo adam shlo b'fanav." Why? Vishalomi dato, even with him not knowing about it. The Anan Sadeh, right, because we are witnesses, then they chaleshe de shlucho, that he wants this field to act on his behalf. Right? So therefore, ki hei chayoka, ki leke betat chedro, even when he's not standing by his field, the leke zunu eli yada, dinis mukhala, right, it's not like her yad when she's not near it. Tibet leis ki yada mi shlukhuta, right, that, well, Lord, at least that shlichut should work over here. Just like your shliach, your agent can ask even when you're not standing there. So too your field can ask. Gabi mitzia, when it comes to mitzia, ki leite gaba. When he's not there, the lo nafki zchiyata mishum yad, right, that is zchiyata mishum yad, leke the ribui mishum shlichut. It does not work mishum shlichut. The gabi shlichut, ike dat shleach or dat shliach. That by shlichut, you at least have the shleach, or the shliach. Av chaser leka lo dat shleach lo dat shleach. There is no dat here. Hilka frina dat acheret matneil. So really, you need the way the marsha changed the gear says you need chaser mishdameret. So the way Rashi explains it at the end, that you actually have three different, you have different issues or three different levels. You have get. Get requires yada, right? Because it's a chuvah, and therefore only when it's chaser mishdameret, only when she's standing there will it work. On the other hand, right, matana is something that is zchutu lo. Matana is zchutu lo, and you have a dat makneh. You have a dat makneh over there, and therefore you have a dat, basically a person who's giving or doing something. You have an active dat in that case. So in that case, when you have a dat makneh, then it can be, even if it doesn't work mishum yad, it can work mishum shlichut. The in-between case will be mitziyah. Mitziyah does not have dat acheret, but yet it's like matana in the fact that what? Doesn't require, it doesn't have in Balkorcha. So maybe over there, it's the zchuto. It works in its benefit. Rashi rejects it and says that won't work. Why? Because the shliach here is an inanimate shliach, and if it's an inanimate shliach, it can't work on your behalf. You need some dat. You need some dat in the kinyan. Either dat makneh, or the dat of the recipient. Over here, you have neither. Because it's chaser, which is inanimate, is doing it on his behalf, and there is no dat makneh because it's coming from Esther. So in that case, it won't work unless he's adding omed al gabah. That's the way Rashi learns. Right? Now, Tosu says the same thing. Tosu says at the end of the Tosu says, Umitziah. Zain data cheret makneota beina mishtameret. When there is no data cheret makneota, you need mishtameret. Right? If we get the chobla, feel mishtameret, ain't omegareshit. And by a chob, by get, even mishtameret doesn't help you because you still need omed al gabat, you need to make it into yada. Other Rishonim disagree and say, it says, Rav Ashi's statement disagree with what Rav Papa said before. The way Rashi and Tosu say, are explaining right now, Rav Papa stands according to Rav Ashi in the conclusion. Rav Papa says, I demand that acheret makneota. All Rav Ashi does explains to me, okay, when I have that acheret makneota, when does it work and when does it not work? Right? That's all that Rav Ashi does. Is he says, it works when it's shlichut l'schut, it doesn't work when it's shlichut l'chovah. On the other hand, if you believe that Rav Ashi rejects Rav Papa, then Rav Ashi is now giving a totally new explanation as to when you can have additional, or when you can have an additional kinyanim over here. What is that? Right? Forget about this whole idea of dat acheret makneota. The only issue at hand is, can my chaser work as my shliach? Alright, when it's the chut, yes. When it's the chovah, no. What's the chovah? Yes. What's the chut? Mitziah, matana. Those are all chuyot, and therefore can act as my shliach, even for mitziah. That's what the other Rishonim will say, as against Tosos and Rashi, who seem to think that Rav Ashi is an extension of Rav Papa's statement. The other Rishonim say, no, Rav Ashi is a totally new answer to our whole problem, rejecting Rav Papa. And if that's the case, the nafkamina between those two readings of the Gemara will be Mitziah. Whether Mitziah requires Chaser Mishtameret, or really, meaning Omed al Gabad is required, right, Yad. In a sense, or mishdameret, or right, does it simply work because it's zachim to adam to have a phenomenon doing your shlichut, it's doing your bidding.
Even according to those who shown him, who say that Rav Ashi disagrees with the Papa, like the Rosh, they still believe that chaser mishdameret still requires to be omed al gabah, somebody to stand here. And why is that? Because if you're not omed al gabah, you have a shliach that is not mishumar, and nobody would do a shlichut, and nobody would send a shliach because the item wasn't watched. So anan zadeh. That he's not making the field into a shliach. So it might be even a point to say that Rav Ashi rejects Rav Papa. Nevertheless, they might still believe by Mitzvah, you still by Chaser Sheinu Mishtameret, that you need to obey Al Gabah. Although by Chaser Mishtameret, that might be sufficient for them by Mitzvah. I don't need Yadot. You can have simply Shlichot's work in that instance.